Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's topic is, whoops, be more selfish. In one of my favorite books, 12 Rules to Live by Jordan Peterson, he points out the very real statistic that people are more likely to fill out and follow the directions for prescription medications for their pets than they are for themselves. If you're naturally a caring human being, you're going to be more likely to invest into others than you are to invest into yourself. You'll put others' health and happiness before your own, thinking that if you were to do it in the reverse, to take care of yourself first, then you'd be selfish and you wouldn't be a good person. These types of people find self-value in devaluing themselves. You'd rather live as a martyr than as a model. You'd rather live for the benefit of others first than for the benefit of yourself first. But is that really the right way to live? Is putting others before yourself the right thing to do? These are common questions, common concerns people ask. What is right and what is wrong? But, as that question implies, does it really have to be a dichotomy? Does it have to be one versus the other? Why can't it be both? Why can't we take care of ourselves to be the best we can be at taking care of others? This is something that has taken me a lifetime to understand, and I'm still working on it. I've given to others at quite an expense of my own life, my own happiness, my own health. And I did so because I thought it was the right thing to do. And because through helping others, I found purpose for myself. I found value for myself. I didn't think I was worthy of my own full attention and best efforts. I didn't find value in myself enough to give myself the best of myself. I'd always give to others, and whatever was left over would be left for me. But now in life, I'm learning to be more selfish. I'm learning that I am worthy of my best effort, my best attention. I'm learning that I need to value my health and happiness more than others. Yes, more. And why? Why is that okay? Because the more I invest into myself, the more capacity I have to invest into others. I've realized and put to the test, and the test has shown that it's true, that the more I invest into myself, the more capacity I have to give to others. It turns out our best is not a finite resource. It's not like a glass of water that once poured out is left empty, but instead we're a renewable spring. We have an amount that we can give to others, and if we balance giving and resting, giving and rebuilding, if we allow ourselves to replenish, we can continue to give out more and more over time. And furthermore, we give out happier and we give out more freely. Our giving to others enriches our life rather than running it dry. If you want to be the best giver in life, you need to first learn how to be more selfish. You need to learn how to manage the process of building your own giving capacity. And that capacity, our giving muscles, so to speak, are trained like all other muscles. Challenge, recovery, repeat. Just like we shouldn't work out with no attention paid to nutrition or sleep, we shouldn't give to others without any attention paid to giving to ourselves. If you notice, what's the best balance for building muscle? We have working out. That's one unit of challenge, balanced by nutrition and rest, two units of recovery. And so too should our giving be balanced. We give to others, that's one unit for others. But we need to give to ourselves and also recover from both forms of giving. That's two units of recovery, two units of rebuilding ourselves to be able to give more in the future. Just how we need workouts followed by nutrition and rest to eventually build bigger, stronger muscles, we need giving to others to be followed by giving to ourselves and recovery from both forms of giving to to rebuild our giving muscles to be bigger and stronger. A few years back in my business, I was underfed, undertrained, and overstressed. I had reached a breaking point. My health was gone. Wow, the whole time I was giving to other people's health. I had reached a point that I realized that there was quickly becoming nothing left of me to give. I was burned out physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I was in the roughest condition of my life to that point. I made a decision at that time to change my schedule and up the prices for both the gym and my personal training. I knew if I kept going the way I was going, I was going to lose both the gym and myself. But if I attempted these changes, if I tried these changes and they backfired, then I'd at least only lose the gym, but I wouldn't have lost myself. So I took the gamble. I no longer made myself available for early morning training, so I can instead take that time to train myself and heal the injuries and the unhealthiness that I had let settle into my body. And the prices for all of my services went up. And I started to regain a sense of self. I got my health back under control, again, not only physically, but emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. I began to find my true self again. I began to remember who I was and began to feel excited about life and about giving again. But what happened with the business? Well, as you can guess by me still doing these podcasts today, the business did just fine. My clients all cared about me. They cared about me as much as I cared about them. So they understood why I was making the changes I was making, and they all stuck with me and supported me. My personal training business actually grew better, and the membership grew larger as well for the gym. I had been giving so much of myself to others that there was nothing left of myself for myself, and I was blind to the fact that there was nothing left for them either. I was maxed out not only in my giving, but the giving that I could give to others as well. But once I took control of my own health and happiness, once I became more selfish, I not only improved my life, but I had a better version of myself that I could invest and improve into other people's lives. Everyone around me benefited from me taking better care of me. Imagine that. So, if you're running yourself thin, if you're feeling burned out physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually, if you're giving so much of yourself that there's nothing left to give, learn to be more selfish. Invest back into yourself. Say no to extra projects and start scheduling time for yourself. Saying no now doesn't feel good if you're a people pleaser, but it'll allow you to say yes so many more times in the future. If you invest into your now, there will even be a future. Okay? It's okay to take care of yourself. It's okay to be aware of your own needs and to put your own needs first. It's okay to be more selfish. Building a better you builds your ability to give to others. And for the sake of yourself and for those around you, building a better you improves everyone's life, yours and theirs. So, it's okay to be more selfish. It's okay to pay attention to your needs. It's okay to pay attention to your health and your happiness. It's okay to invest time into yourself. Take care of what needs taken care of. But everything that you can say no to now, say no. And learn to schedule and invest into yourself. Take that time from those no's. Take that time and put your own self in. Take care of your nutrition. Exercise. Be physical. Be active. Do something for your body. And do something for your mind. Do something every day that allows you to learn something new. That maybe allows you to laugh. Allows you to have a new experience. Learn to love life again. Learn to love yourself again. So again, learn to be more selfish. It does help you, but it also helps everyone else around you. If you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share it. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggested topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us. This podcast is for you, so tell us what you want to learn about. You can reach out to us or email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.